B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Hours of fierce collisions, aggressive driving, hard left turns towards chaos. Saturday at 7:30 Eastern on NBCSN.
At WSFS Bank, we believe in being local and the kind of service that comes with it. So instead of a merger, we found a partner, Beneficial Bank. A bank that's been around for nearly 200 years, just like us. Together, we understand that when people bank with us, their money stays here in the greater Delaware Valley, working hard for local businesses and local families. WSFS and Beneficial. Two of a kind, become one of a kind. WSFS Bank. We stand for service. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is now available everywhere in PA. That means you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season, all from your phone. Plus, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you up to $500 back if you don't win your first bet. Download the app or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet now. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win. Applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. 21 plus and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. It's time now for the Gargano and Mertitus Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus. It starts now.
That's not true!
Yes, it is true. We are here with you on a Thursday. It is game day in Philadelphia, a dual game day, an Eagle preseason game day, and a Phillies game day. And the Phils are looking to win three straight. Welcome back, Charlie. Not welcome back, Cotter. Welcome back, Charlie. As the Phils, bats come alive. All because John Middleton decided to make Charlie Manuel the hitting coach again. Is it that simple? No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Jason.
It's ridiculous. But it was good to see last night. The bats alive. How about Bryce Harper? Two bombs. How about JT with a salami? You gotta love it. Cole Hamels. Thanks, Cole. He was horrible.
You know why that all happened? Charlie.
Charlie. Naming Charlie, he simplified their approach at the plate. He said, if you get a pitch to drive, drive it.
Oh, man, they were swinging first pitch yesterday. They were swinging 1-0, 2-0. They weren't waiting until full counts. They weren't working the count last night.
It wasn't about pitch count with the elder statesman Cole Hamels on the mound.
I paid attention to it. Cole Hamels had about 30 pitches in the second inning when they had already scored six or seven runs. So, yeah, he only had 30 pitches, but you already had seven runs.
Yeah,
so what's the point?
And Cole didn't even get an out in the third inning, and it was a short night for Cole Hamels. The homecoming wasn't one that he's going to want to remember, although I did see that he had the Dave Montgomery patch on, which I thought was very classy. But that being said, they get the win last night, Andrew. They slack the Cubs. They're going to go for the sweep tonight, win three in a row. We talked about that stat from Corey Seidman the other day about the Phillies and their back. The winning streaks basically have been two games for forever and a day, it seems like, this season. But they got a chance tonight to put three in a row together and sweep the Cubs and get another win and keep the love going for Charlie, because he's the guy that, like, is he rejuvenating the fan base? Is he rejuvenating the players? Is it just like kind of the shock paddles to a team that they needed at this time of the year? Do they ride it? Does he have an effect on this team going forward?
Oh, it definitely rejuvenated the fan base. I mean, you heard the Charlie chants before the game even started. Reese Hoskins had a base hit yesterday to lead off the game, and there were Charlie chants. And Gabe Kapler's the one that put Reese Hoskins in the leadoff spot, but the Charlie chants were starting very early.
Yeah.
So it definitely rejuvenated the fan base, which I think that can help a little bit. We always talk about home field advantage. Baseball, I think, is a little different, but it does help a little bit. For the players, maybe it does work. It was just one game, right?
Yep.
So they scored 11 runs yesterday. They looked great. They kind of looked the best they ever have this season. Maybe they did simplify it. They could come out there tonight and score zero runs. We've seen it happen a ton of times this year where they have scored 10 runs one night and then they get blanked the next three games.
Yeah.
So tonight's a big, big testament if this thing works or not.
Yeah, well, the thing is, too, is, and you're right, you got to see it more than just one game. That was a capsule last night. That's all that was. And is it because of Charlie? I don't think really Charlie had anything to do with it. I think the reason why what happened last night did was really simple, was that Cole Hamels was awful in the game. And they tattooed him. And is it sustainable? I don't know. It doesn't change my level of faith. You know, when you talk about sports and expectations and faith and where you are on a team at a given time, it's allowed to change. Like when you come into a season, you don't have that one day to say, okay, today's the day. We're going to put down your expectations for the season and you can't change them. It's a sliding scale because things change. Teams that you're playing against, like in the NFL, that you thought were going to be good, end up sucking. And there's teams that you thought were going to stink that end up being good. That's just the way it happens.
And then trades happen. You look at the Sixers last year.
Yep.
They came into the starting lineup with Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala last season. And then they finished with Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris with Ben and Joel.
And then obviously injuries as well. And you can, you know, you look at, you know, the Phillies, a guy like Arrieta is going to probably have a season-ending surgery and be back next year. So you're allowed to change your expectations. They're allowed to fluctuate. And when it comes to the Phillies, based on what happened last night, I'm not changing anything based on what happened last night. And here's why. Because you're starting pitchers over the next 3 days, and I don't want to start the show bagging on Matt Klentak again. But sorry, Matt, I'm going to bag on you a little bit. Because tonight, you got Smiley going. And then Velasquez and Eflin. So while, the bats came alive last night, look what I'm still throwing out there as my starting pitcher.
Hey, if you're scoring 11 runs a night, Vargas. I don't care. If you're scoring 11 runs a night.
Yeah, but let's be honest. We know that, A, that's not going to be sustainable to that level, and B, that's not how you win come late September in playoff baseball.
Well, let me say this. I heard a ridiculous stat yesterday, and I think I'm correct with these numbers. When the Phillies have scored 3 runs or less this year, they're 8-42.
Wow.
Now, this season, they average
50 games.
This year, they average about 4 runs a game. A little over 4 runs a game. Not five, but it's like 4.7.
First of all, that there's 50 games already that they have scored 3 runs or less.
That's
horrible.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
But they are still 4 games above 500, and they're still just 2 games out of the wild card.
Mm.
If they can continue to score more than 4 runs a game, statistically shown so far this year that it works. You're right. Come playoff time, it's different. You need good pitching. I don't care come playoff time. I just want to get to that one game playoff because I think that one game playoff means the world for guys like Aaron Nola, who've never experienced it. JT Realmuto never experienced it with the Marlins. Hoskins has never experienced it. Harper experienced it with the Nationals, but this is his first year of 13 years in Philly.
Yeah, he
would like to experience it in Philadelphia, or even if it is in D.C. as a member of the Phillies. It means a lot. Even if they lose that one game playoff, I would take it at this point.
All right. Well, a lot of people would take it, no doubt about it. But again, you see the 10 runs last night, and I'm not changing my expectation based on what I saw last night. I need to see a little bit more.
If they do it again tonight, what are you thinking?
Well, if they do it again tonight, then it's another step. And I'm still not changing. I need to see it consistently over about a 5 to 10 game stretch where I start to go, okay, they're different. But I'm not going to do it on one game in the sport of baseball. No way. No way am I saying, okay, I'm going to change my expectation for this team because of Charlie and what happened last night. It's just, it would be foolish. Now, does it feel good? Of course, you won.
It was a lot of fun yesterday.
Yeah, you belted a team. And they're going to go at it tonight, and there's going to be an excitement in the ballpark again. Last night there was excitement because you had a great pitching matchup with Nolan Hamels. Pitching matchup didn't deliver.
Right.
And as, you know, as mediocre or not as good as last year Aaron Nola's been, he's got a record of 11-3. You know,
his ERA's below 4 now.
Yeah.
I mean, there was that one point in the beginning of the season.
He's really good.
Remember, he was like 7-0, and but his ERA was close to 5.
Yeah.
It's now below 4. It's at 3.56 now.
Yeah.
So he's starting to get back into form.
Yeah, and that's probably maybe the best news, is that he wasn't a guy that just had one good year last year and couldn't follow it up at all. Rough start, but has gotten really kind of dialed his game back in, and well, he's tremendous. He's a great pitcher. And they're going to need more guys like him, which is really the big point of it, is that Matt Klentak has got to bring in pitching
right
to help this team. And we'll see if they're able to do that. We'll see if they're able to sustain, maybe catch a little momentum here. If Harper gets hot, JT, I mean, he's been hitting great over the last, 3-4 weeks?
Yep.
I mean, he's batting over 300. He's been phenomenal. So if that can happen, then I'll change my expectation. But right now, my expectation is unchanged.
I'm not going to lie, Jason. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Like, I'm not going to...
No, you came in today giddy.
I'm not going to do the whole Eagles Super Bowl like Coach Al does. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, start streaming Phillies World Series.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. Last night, seeing what they did, and it was, it was game two since they got rid of John Malley. In game one, they only scored four runs, and it wasn't that great of a game. But game two, it's the first day Charlie's there. Maybe it is more of a relaxed feel in that clubhouse. That could go a long way. They could. I said it 5 minutes ago.
The removal guy can cut attention.
Exactly. Yeah. 5 minutes ago, I said they could come out there tonight and score zero runs, and I'm not feeling as good. But it says something to me. Maybe it's just a script thing that Charlie Manuel's on that dugout, and he's watching the guys. He's talking to guys before the game, and all of a sudden they score 11 runs, and it seems a lot less tense in that locker room. Everybody feels a little bit better. Everybody starts feeling a little bit more confident. They could go on a little bit of a run here. And I wonder how many people are already back after last night. And I wonder maybe if it takes a couple more games for some. I'm obviously all the way in because I do the baseball show. I'm a big Phillies guy. But I wonder how many Phillies fans are now back just because of last night.
Well, and to your point, and it's a good point, by giving the fan base a body in John Malley, you now took all the players off the hook.
Yeah.
As you said, guys, it's not your fault. It was his fault. So we're just going to bring in Charlie for the remainder of this season, the final 45 games or whatever, 43 games. It's not your fault. So all the baggage of failure through the season so far, through the not hitting with runners in scoring position, it was all erased. So now you go in with a fresh start and Charlie, and that's the brilliance of the move.
Yes.
I don't care about the PR aspect of it. I really don't. But the brilliance of the move is that everybody can start over with 6 weeks left, and you're in the mix. That's why it was a good move. Now, it's a shame that that move had to be happen for two reasons. One, that it had to happen in the first place because they weren't hitting.
Right.
But two, that it took the owner sitting with Charlie in that 15-inning game to basically start that process and make the decision. It wasn't Andy McPhail, who, by the way, he's going to be gone. The owner cut his legs off. And it wasn't Matt Klentak who made the decision. His lieutenants failed him. So he had to come in and bail out his lieutenants. I don't think this portends well for those top two, for McPhail and Klentak, when the owner usurps your power and says, no, we're doing this, which is, I think, is exactly what happened. Those two are on shaky ground.
Yeah, you're right. But the one thing that can cure all of that is winning. That could cure everything. So you got, 42 games left now? If they go 30 and 12? No, I don't think they're going to go 30 and 12. But if they go 30 and 12?
Or like 28 and 14.
Everything's going to be forgotten.
Yeah, that's 600 baseball. 610-632-0975. Eagles game tonight as well. Preseason game number two down in Jacksonville. We don't know for sure that Carson Wentz isn't playing. We haven't heard an official.
No, nothing official. I doubt he's playing, though.
Yeah, Derek Gunn reporting that Nick Foles will not play. So I got an interesting dilemma tonight. I'm going to throw a couple of different dilemmas at you regarding the Eagles game tonight and your consumption of it. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. That's Andrew Salchunas in for Anthony Jason Martinez on 97.5 The Fact. But I got to say, the wait is over. Yep, FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Pennsylvania. So as summer continues to bring the heat, you can as well on your bets on your favorite teams. You can bet money line spreads, parlays, props, on and more on every game from anywhere in Pennsylvania. You don't even have to sweat the summer heat. You can be a betting pro online or through the app, all while staying cool in your AC. FanDuel Sportsbook, they're offering you a risk-free bet worth up to $500 when you sign up with promo code Jason. So here's the deal. If you lose on that first bet, FanDuel is going to give you a refund in site credit. So if you're thinking of using your risk-free bet now, maybe take a look at the boys in pinstripes tonight going for the sweep or preseason football. Because don't forget, you can bet those games risk-free. And you can take a chance, and if you lose, you'll get a refund in site credit. So download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free bet. That's up to $500 with promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. Risk-free bet applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Midday show, 97.5 The Fanatic. Well, what a crazy day in Philadelphia yesterday.
Yeah, it was a shame.
Wow. Unbelievable. That whole situation went on just for hours and hours and hours. Just crazy stuff. And, man.
Hey, credit Philly PD.
Yeah, no doubt.
Fantastic job yesterday. It's a shame that six police officers got injured, but fortunately it was non-life-threatening injuries, and they did a fantastic job taking care of that situation.
They really did. And, yeah, you hate to see stuff like that. You hate to see when your city's in the headlines for something like that, but... They did a great job, no question about it. 610-632-0975. So again, the point is, I'm not changing my expectations based on one game, based on the two-game win streak. I get the sense that you are a little bit. Are you letting this, like, kind of this feel-good, perfect script story cloud your judgment a little bit?
Well, I think when I look at this lineup, and not this lineup specifically yesterday's because Roman Quinn was hitting sixth, but when I look at the players on this roster that are supposed to be in the everyday lineup, guys like Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins, JT Realmuto, Gene Segura, Cesar Hernandez, we had higher expectations for those guys. Scott Kingery as well.
Yep.
If last night shows that they have a more simple approach, and I was taking notes of it, they were swinging early in the count yesterday. They were getting ahead of fastballs. They weren't waiting until it was 2-2, and then Cole Hamels throws his special changeup that he throws, right? Like that's, they got ahead of the count, and they were swinging early. And maybe that was just Charlie saying something to them right away. Like, hey, listen, if you get a fastball down the middle, swing.
Yep.
And if that, if that makes it easier for a talented lineup, they are a talented lineup. I don't know what happened this season where there were games where they couldn't get a run for three straight. But all of a sudden, they scored 11 runs yesterday when it seemed a lot more simple up at the plate. It makes me feel a little bit better about this team moving forward.
The ironic thing about it is the launch angle things about hitting home runs. And when you got guys with power like Rhys Hoskins, JT Realmuto, and Bryce Harper, if they make contact and you don't have to worry about a stupid launch angle, they're going to hit home runs.
Yes.
Because they hit the ball so hard. So it's like, well, launch angles and hit the ball in the air, I get it. But certain guys, like, why would you preach that to guys with just incredible power? They don't need a launch angle to hit it out. Ben Revere needed a launch angle.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Freddie Galvis needed a launch angle.
So there was, Charlie spoke yesterday before the game, and I pulled some of the audio yesterday. I'll get it for us later on the show, but it's going to be one of the few times Charlie speaks, right? Mm. Gabe Kapler's still the manager. So after the games, Gabe Kapler's going to be the one that speaks to the media.
If they keep pitting, though, they're going to be coming knocking on Charlie's door.
Yeah, but he's not, that's not his job. And he said he doesn't want to step on Gabe's toes. Yeah. He's the hitting coach, and that's it. But somebody asked Gabe about trying to hit home runs. And he goes, well, when I was here 2 weeks ago, and that was the John Middleton story where he and John Middleton watched the game together when the Phillies went to 15 innings with the White Sox and lost. He was saying, if I brought all those Phillies Wall of Fame players out onto this dugout and I had all the current Phillies come out and ask them, did you guys try to hit home runs when you were playing? They would all say no. They didn't try to hit home runs. They were just good players that it so happened that every once in a while they hit it on the sweet spot of the bat and it went out. They weren't doing launch angles back then.
No, if you had a ball you could drive, they would drive it.
Yes.
Absolutely. And this whole thing and the analytic part of it of... strikeouts and home runs, like, I get it mathematically, it does make sense, but when you have players that if they just put the barrel of the bat on the ball, they're going to hit home runs because they're so powerful.
Yeah, that home run Bryce Harper in the first inning was a 1-0 pitch.
Yep.
It was the second pitch of the at-bat. He didn't work the count.
Nope. And so I'm not changing my expectations based on what happened. I enjoyed last night, and it felt good, and it was nostalgic and fun, and boy, does this city love nostalgia. Oh, bring Charlie back. You know, let's bring this guy back. Or, you know, that's what we love doing here, and I'm fine with it. I'm just not going to change my expectation based on that.
Oh, we have a Twitter poll running.
Okay, well, we'll check it coming up. 610-632-0975. Now, the Eagles preseason game week number two tonight against Jacksonville. It's on the road. No Nick Foles tonight. That's what Derek Gunn is reporting. We don't know if Carson Wentz is going to play or not again. And I don't want to rehash the conversation. You know, should Wentz play? Should he not play? How much should he play? Blah, 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 blah. But tonight, you're in a conundrum here.
Yes.
Because the Phillies can win three straight.
Yes.
They got the Cubs. You're going to the game.
I am going to the game. Bought the tickets a while ago. Didn't even realize that it was going to be Eagles preseason week two.
So what are you doing? Taping the preseason game?
Yes. I'll watch it tonight after the Phillies game.
All right. You know, it's funny because you don't even really need to tape. Preseason football blows.
Yeah, but I still want to see a couple of the guys. Like, I do want to see Mailata. You know, I do want to see Andre Dillard again.
Just wait for the Baldy's breakdown.
Yeah, yeah. I could probably do that.
Like, but I'm making fun of it, but I'm going to watch it.
Of course.
Over the Phillies.
You're watching it over the Phillies.
Well, I'll have both things going with the dual setup on top of the TV. That'll have the Eagles
on. I thought you were going to go 100% focus on the birds.
No, you don't need to do that for a preseason game. Now, if it was regular season, yeah, that would be the case.
It's fair.
But that's not the case tonight. So main screen will go Eagles, and then probably my Mac, I'll probably go Phillies on there, stream it.
Yeah, I would do the same thing if I was home.
Okay.
And really only because it's easier to rewind the TV. So if I want to do my Salchunas breakdown, which nobody cares about, I can do the rewind on the TV and watch a couple plays over and over again. So I would do that. I would put Phillies on the computer today.
Now, is there anything that you could put against this Phillies game tonight that would... It would be the Phillies would win out. If the Sixers were playing in preseason game tonight and Ben and Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris are playing and Al Horford... Are you watching Sixers preseason over this regular season Phillies game? If that were possible tonight?
You know what I would
do? In August?
You know what I would do? I'd watch the first rotation when the starting five's on the court, on the TV. And as soon as Brett Brown goes to the subs, and Joel Embiid's not going to play much, I'm going to go Phillies on the big screen.
Yeah, but it's not even about Embiid. It's about Ben Simmons.
Yeah, you want to see if Ben Simmons takes a jump shot.
Yeah.
But I would probably...
Because you watch the stupid videos of him and... shooting and the whole thing.
I think I would start Sixers big screen, but I would make the transition to the Phillies on the big screen.
All right, what would
especially
you,
at that point, because that's playoff run right there.
What would get better ratings?
Phillies.
You think the Phillies would get better ratings against a Sixers preseason game
tonight?
Sixers. Totally disagree.
Well, tonight or...
No, tonight.
Oh, tonight?
If it were possible. I know it's not.
I thought you meant like come playoff run, it would make Phillies get the bigger draw.
No, I'm saying tonight, on August 15th, if that were the case... What would get higher ratings tonight, watching Ben Simmons, Embiid, Tobias, and Al Horford in a preseason game or the Phillies?
You know what? The Sixers would get the immediate spike, but I think it would eventually be the Phillies because there is an intrigue factor now that Charlie Manuel will be back again for his second night, the night after they scored 11 runs.
So there's an intrigue factor that Charlie, the hitting coach, is back. That's going to bring eyeballs to the Phillies.
Jason, social media was blown up yesterday.
All right. I know in your world it was.
It was everybody's world. I guarantee you.
I think you're putting a little too much stock in this Charlie is the pitching coach thing.
There were more people watching the Phillies last night, I'm sure, than a week ago.
No, they were just being vocal. It's the same amount of people watching.
No, they were watching last night.
Well, but you did have Hamels and Noah, so there were probably, it was no matter what, even if Charlie wasn't in, there would have been more eyeballs on that game.
But how many calls have we taken over the last 2 weeks? I'm done. This team's stupid. I'm bored. I don't want to watch this team anymore. Then Charlie
comes
in.
So you think it's
in.
Got a significant effect? Charlie's going to have a significant effect and already has.
I think it's the feel good story. In one day, they already scored 11 runs.
It's baseball. It's one day.
Yeah, okay.
We're good, streaking!
But you know what's going to happen? People are going to tune in tonight to see if it happens again. And if they score 6 runs, that's better than what they were doing over the last couple of weeks.
All right, here's the phone number, 610-632-0975. I think you're going overboard. I think there are probably some people who are going to agree with you that are going overboard as well.
They're agreeing.
And we'll see if I'm the idiot. 610-632-0975. I've been there before. I'm not afraid to go there again. But my take on it is that it was just one game. It's not that big of a deal. And it's not going to enhance. It's not going to overcome if there was a Sixers preseason game against the Phillies tonight. It's not going to do because Charlie's in game two.
Man, live a little.
Charlie's not going to. I live every day.
Have some excitement in your life.
David in Baltimore starts us off on the phones. What's up, David?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good.
I got to tell you, I've never been this excited for a 75-year-old man in my life. Are you kidding me? Dude, I am so fired up. And there are a lot of people, Jason, that are watching the Phillies. This is what this team needed. all season. We were. I knew the pitching was going to be an issue. Okay, I knew that from the beginning of the season, but I did not think the offense would struggle this much. And for them to come out last night, and they just look looser. And Andrew mentioned it before. They're taking first or second pitches. They're not working the counts anymore. I mean, hitting is not complicated. I mean, you can have all the long.
No, it's the most complicated thing in sport, David. You can fail 75 out of 100 times and be better than average. It's complicated. Well, don't tell me it's not complicated. No, it's the hardest thing to do in sports.
What I mean to say is, I believe analytics has some part of has plays a role somewhat. But at the end of the day, the first pitch coming down the middle of the plate is probably going to be a good pitch to hit. And you can just tell all the hitters looked lost all season. And, you know, for those people that just say, oh, well, why are you watching? They might, who cares? They might not make the playoffs. You know, I'm sick and tired of hearing these things. I'm a Phillies fan. Why wouldn't I want this team to make the playoffs? Why wouldn't I want my team to do well?
I agree with you there.
I don't understand the people that are like, it's stupid. I'd rather watch preseason football. You know what? Enjoy your meaningless, loserish preseason football. Because I'm watching Phillies Cubs tonight. I'm sorry. I want this team to make the playoffs. I don't care if it's a one-game wild card. I want to get in. I miss playoff baseball. It's one of the, it's in my opinion, the best playoff in all of sports other than maybe hockey. It's the most intense. Which fan wouldn't want that? And to have him in the dugout last night, you could just tell the team is looser. Does it get to the playoffs? I don't know.
Now, David, was the team looser because they went out and Cole Hamels sucked last night? Or was it because Charlie Manuel was there? I mean, if you're being honest, you cannot tell me the team was looser because Charlie Manuel's 75-year-old butt was sitting in the dugout. Come on.
Let me tell you something. You look through the whole season, the entire lineup looked really tight. Okay, they looked really, really tight.
David, a week ago, and I saw somebody praising Gabe Kapler on social media. He put out one of these wild lineups, right? Where I think he had Harper leading off,
that, yeah.
And they won the game. And they go, "Oh, you got to give Gabe credit because he tinkered with the lineup and it paid dividends." Was putting Harper lead off what paid dividends, or was it just, "Hey, it's baseball. They hit that night."
I hear what you're saying, but I would say also
maybe they just hit last night and Cole Hamels threw pitches right down the middle of the plate.
And you know what? What did Charlie tell him? If the pitch is down the middle of the plate, swing.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of it.
Hey, Paul Schiffner, great tweeter of the program. He tweets in, haven't watched the Phillies game in about 3 weeks. Last night was a must watch for me because of Charlie.
Because of Charlie Manuel.
And I guarantee you, because they scored 11 runs with Charlie Manuel, that Paul Schiffner is back tonight watching the Phillies.
I love Charlie. And I don't want to take shots at Charlie or anything like that. But I'm going to minimize the effect he had on the game last night. Now, unless Charlie's got the Jedi mind trick to Cole Hamels and can make Cole Hamels pitch horribly, then there's nothing else. There's nothing else. And Cole Hamels stunk last night. And they scored 11 runs.
Or they attacked instead of sitting back.
Oh, come on. You saw he was throwing crap up
there. Charlie said it before the game yesterday when he spoke. I don't teach walks. I teach hitting.
All right.
I want them to be aggressive.
Well, I thought his approach was no different than John Mayle's.
That was BS, and you know that.
Yeah, I know
that. You know
that
those philosophies are different. You know that's Matt Klentak trying to stick up for himself. Gabe Kapler said it again yesterday. Kapler spoke before the game, and he goes, oh, I finally got a chance to speak to Charles, and we have similar philosophies. No, you don't.
You don't have
similar philosophies.
Right.
You're just trying to get ahead of it, saying if things work out, see, we were doing this all along.
Yeah, that's totally bogus. Al Four tweets in and he says, whether or not it surpasses the Sixers preseason or any preseason is irrelevant. If the Phillies continue to play relaxed and produce right up to potential, this team could be dangerous. Jason Mert, why not enjoy the ride? Okay, again, Al, like, people are going crazy on one baseball game and assuming that it's the Charlie effect when maybe it was just Cole Hamels. Baseball's a sport where you need to see more. You know what I mean? You need to see a lot more data before you're ready to make a change. Now this guy's telling me, 2 weeks ago, he probably said, this team sucks, they're not going anywhere. And now based on one game with Charlie Manuel and 11 runs, that now all of a sudden, they're a dangerous team. Al, I got news for you. They're not dangerous. Drew Smyly is pitching tonight.
Okay, if he holds them to five runs and the Phillies score seven, that's
another win.
And all we need is wins.
That doesn't make them dangerous. Does Velasquez make them dangerous?
No, but this lineup's dangerous, and you know that. On paper,
it
can be. Before the season started, we ran a Twitter poll. I remember which lineup's the best one ever in the Phillies history. 2019, 2008,
we made a leap on everything.
Yes,
we did. And I also got ridiculed for saying that Rhys Hoskins wasn't an untouchable.
Oh yeah, and we ran a Twitter poll.
Dario Saric wasn't untouchable because we love our guys and we overvalue them.
3 years ago, people would rather have Rhys Hoskins than Mike Trout, and that was ridiculous. But all of a sudden, you saw it's okay to get excited after last night.
I know, I get it. It feels good today. You won two straight. Congratulations.
And you scored 11 runs with Charlie on the dugout.
And he wasn't on the dugout. Cole Hamels sucked in the game. Charlie was not. I can't stand it.
Advantage of Cole Hamels sucking last night. Bryce Harper, there's a video of Bryce Harper giving Charlie a cup of water last night. Did Bryce Harper give John Mailey a cup of water?
Well, he
probably told him to screw off.
Like Al said, he goes, now the potential and this team could be dangerous. Drew Smyly is pitching tonight. Who is coming out of the bullpen now? Is Charlie going to come out of that bullpen like John Wetland and be your closer? I mean, give me a break. You can go that quickly. You look foolish, Al, when you say that. Do you realize how important starting pitching is? And that with Charlie's presence and all that doesn't mean crap to the starting pitching, which is exactly that. It is crap. Vargas?
He pitched well the other night.
Oh, come on. Dude,
two nights ago, he went six innings where he only allowed two runs. That was a quality start.
Yeah,
and you won the game 4-2.
Look, he's better than what they had.
Exactly.
Which is the ultimate indictment. The fact that he's better than what you had.
Well, yeah, that's a problem.
And you're better for having him?
That's going back to Matt Klentak.
And Al wants you to say this team can be dangerous?
The lineup can.
The lineup can. But you need pitching. And they don't have it. They don't have it in their rotation other than Nola, and they don't have it in their bullpen. But they can be dangerous.
They can be dangerous.
Get out of here.
They scored 11 runs last night.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe you're so down, man. You're angry that they played well yesterday.
I want them to do well, and I want them to win. But I'm not changing my expectation because the last I checked, Aaron Nola's not pitching tonight. And it's Drew Smyly, and it's Velasquez, and it's Eflin, and it's Vargas. And even Arrieta is going to probably have the surgery and be done for the year.
Yeah, well, Eflin's going to take a spot.
So don't tell me they're dangerous, because I'm still pissed off at the GM for coming into the season with this crap pitching.
Oh, yeah.
Selling it.
He should not be left off the hook. No, he's in trouble.
Yeah, and look, the GM gets no credit for those 11 runs last night, or Charlie, or anything. Because that was the owner, John Middleton, who had to step in and say, hey, boys, you don't know what you're doing. We're firing Mailey and we're bringing in Charlie. I don't know if it's a PR move. I think it's got PR benefits. I don't think that was the motivation. Charlie said, I have no desire to manage. I'm 75 years old. He's just going to play this out the rest of the year. I felt like I owed the Phillies because they've been paying him to be an advisor. Totally cool with all that. But I'm not going to change my expectations because the fact of the matter is their next three pitchers are still Drew Smyly, Velasquez, Eflin, and then Vargas. Are they going to be dangerous with that rotation?
No, but I'm just trying to get to the playoffs at this point.
Okay.
And they
might get there.
If they can scratch and claw, as Gabe Kapler keeps on bringing up, if they can scratch and claw their way to the playoff game, I don't think they're winning the World Series.
No, I don't think that you think that.
Jason, if they get to that one-game playoff, they could possibly lose because if it's against the Nationals, they have to beat either Scherzer, Strasburg, or Corbin. That's going to be a very tough contest. And if they do happen to beat the Nationals because it's... You brought it up. It's one game. Mm. One game could happen where Scherzer goes out there and doesn't have his stuff, and he gives up five runs, and the Phillies pitching, or Aaron Nola, say he's on the mound, throws a gem. Then you go to the Dodgers, and you probably get swept. That probably happens when you face the Dodgers. But playoff experience at this point for me is key for these young players.
And I agree with that. I always think it's good for a team to make the playoffs, even if they're not ready to succeed in the playoffs. I agree with that. Because I think anytime you can get playoff experience for young players, or just for the vibe of a team to take the next step the following year, is always important. I do agree with that. But when I see a tweet from Al and he says this team now could be dangerous, Al, look at this starting rotation. Look at this bullpen. And maybe delete that tweet. 610-632-0975.
We got that Twitter poll that I'll give you. Because
All right, we'll
there
check
are
it.
People that are excited.
Now, did you put the poll up?
Yes.
Is it worded by you?
No, it's worded by me, but it doesn't slant my thoughts on it at all.
All right, well, I'll make that determination.
Down the middle pole.
Yeah. Just like Cole Hamels.
Yes.
Down the middle.
And Charlie told him to swing.
And Vinlo tweets in and goes, hey, Jason, he's up with the Hamels sucked narrative. A lot of pitchers have stunk, and the Phillies didn't jump them. Charlie. I guess it's Charlie, Vinlo. Maybe Charlie can pitch tonight as well. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic. Era Fan Fest tickets only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. It's a midday show. Andrew Sautrinus in for Anthony. Coming up at noon today, we'll talk with Zach Berman from The Athletic.
Yes.
In advance of Eagles preseason game number 2 tonight against the Jacksonville Jaguars down in Jacksonville. Eagles will be back home a week from today. A couple tweets for you, Andrew, before we get to your poll question. Leonidas tweets in and says, hey, Jason, don't watch, follow, or talk about the Phillies if you're going to act like a DB about them. Just stick to meaningless preseason football games. Why don't you go on vacation with Gargano and let the real Philly fans enjoy a good win? It was a good win last night, no doubt about it. But what I'm saying, Leonidas, let me restate my position, because I feel like there's a little bit of ambiguity in the perception of my position. I'm glad they won last night. And I hope that the addition of Charlie does release a pressure valve, because it potentially could.
Yes.
Because it takes a lot of players off the hook, because they gave the organization and John Middleton gave the fan base a body and gave the players a scapegoat, even though John Mailey never stood in the batter's box and batted one at bat this entire season. But what he preached wasn't working, so the blame gets shifted to him. So I get it. That could release a pressure. And I believe in baseball, to have success at the plate, your mind cannot be your own worst enemy. That can be a thing that could really tie you in knots. And maybe last night was the release of that pressure valve to an extent. I don't believe that it was. I think it was more that Cole Hamels wasn't very good. They went out there, they started hitting, it snowballed, and they just overwhelmed Cole Hamels and the Cubs. And they had a huge game. Or maybe it was just time that they just hit one. It was one of those nights where they hit. But it's like giving Gabe Kapler credit when he put Bryce Harper. Well, you got to give him credit. He shook up this lineup, and look what they won tonight. Well, maybe that was going to happen no matter what the lineup was. It's baseball. And if there's one sport that I believe you need to see more data in, it's baseball. Because you can have, like, bad teams. Teams like the Marlins can go out and score 12 runs and beat a team 12-1. It doesn't mean all of a sudden that they're a good team. You have to look at everything. And yeah, Nola went last night, and he's your ace, and he's a really good pitcher. Great pitcher. But the fact of the matter is that tonight, it is Smiley, and Velasquez tomorrow. And then it's Eflin, and then it's Vargas. And I know Vargas had a quality start in his last start. I get all that. But my point is I'm not going to change my opinion of what this team is or is going to be until I see a lot more. And I need to see a lot, because they have to overcome Smiley, Velasquez, Eflin, and Vargas. Looks like Arrieta's going to be done. And then the bullpen they got to overcome. And the guy who's still the manager is still the manager. Charlie's not managing the team. So there still could be mistakes in strategy, like what happened with Pilar last week.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and go crazy over one game. To me, that's enjoy the win last night. I enjoyed it. It was great. I love seeing the JT Grand Slam, the two Harper home run, all of it. It was awesome. But I'm not going to change my expectation.
But you should enjoy the lead up to tonight's game too. I know there's an Eagles preseason going up against it, but
yeah, preseason sucks.
Yeah, and thanks to technology nowadays, you can watch on two different methods, whether it's TV, laptop, your phone, you name it. You can watch two different ways. But I will go back to one of the things that you said, and you're right. The Phillies scored 9 runs last Friday against the Giants. Yep. The next night, they scored 1.
Yeah.
So tonight they could go out there and get shut out by Yu Darvish. It's possible.
Yeah.
But if they go out there again, score 5-6 runs,
then maybe it starts to snowball.
Yes, and then that
confidence,
then that excitement
back.
Should continue into the next series against the Padres, because
which is why I'm holding off on getting all excited over one game, and just because of the symbolic nature that Charlie was actually in the dugout last night. That's all I'm saying, people. Like Al, and I ripped Al because now he all of a sudden has the team as dangerous. So he said, "Slow down, genius. The lineup can be absolutely be dangerous." And I didn't say they couldn't. They have potential. They can hit. And you know it. And I do know it. He said the pitching can be better as well. Well, I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know
because
that.
Because it's Smiley. I've listed the name 100 times already. He said, "You sound like a downtrodden loser with your lazy negativity. Team could get hot. What's wrong with that? You stinking crumb bum." I totally agree. They can get hot.
Call it a crumb bum.
But the fact of the matter is Al, this was one game. So don't preach dangerous until you see more. This is why we get, as Philadelphia sports fans, and I don't know if this happens in other cities, because I don't live in other cities. I haven't really lived in, I lived in State College as another area. But, and that's not a city. But what I know is that we get a little too crazy, a little too fast sometimes.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to let it happen to me. If you want it to happen to you, Al, go ahead. I think it's foolish to say the team's dangerous when they're going to trot out these other four starters for the rest of the season with Aaron Nola.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that excited about Drew Smiley tonight. No, not at all. But I am excited about the idea that the Phillies did come out and score 11 runs yesterday. They do have the same lineup that we talked about before the season started. The only difference is that it's no Andrew McCutchen because he's hurt.
Yeah.
But it is the rest of the lineup, the same lineup that we talked about coming into this season. And maybe coming into tonight, Yu Darvish hasn't been all that great this season. If they can put up another 5-6 run spot, then you're starting to get a little bit more and more excited.
Yeah. Again, I need to see more. I'm not going to, and we talked about expectations, and I told you why expectations in a season can change. The expectations are not ever written in stone. They change in a season. There's ebbs and flows. If I see more and they're playing really, like look at the Mets. They were incredible for, 15, 16 games? They're back to being the Mets. Now, are they going to stay back to being the Mets, or are they a better team and they'll, they won't be as hot as they were, but they'll be a team that
they could go on another hot streak.
Yeah, play 600 baseball, right? I don't know. I need to see more there, too. I'd love to see the Phillies get hot like the Mets did for a 15-game stretch, but I don't think they can because they don't have the starting pitching that the Mets have.
Well, now would be the time to do it because after this series with the Cubs, you got three against the Padres, and I know it's two against the Red Sox in Boston. That's going to be tough. But then you got three against the Marlins, who have been your Achilles heel this year, I know.
Yep.
But if you're playing good baseball against the Marlins team, you should be able to beat them. Then you have three more against the Pirates. Then you have three more against the Mets that you beat up on this year, four against the Reds, another three against the Mets. Like, now is the time to start playing, like you said, 600 baseball, if not even better.
Yeah. So all I'm saying, people, is I need to see more before I'm going to change my expectation. If you want to change yours now based on 11 runs last night or 12 runs like you brought up last week and then the next night they went out and scored one, if you want to do that, if you want to make that jump based on that last night and that Charlie was in the dugout and you really believe that Charlie's presence in that dugout is A, the reason for what happened last night and B, sustainable because of what happened last night, I would just caution you to go with that approach. That's just my opinion.
You want the Twitter poll?
Give me the Twitter poll.
This is on our station's, or the midday account at 975 middays. The question, did Charlie Manuel, you let me know, is this biased toward my opinion? Because I know you're worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
Did Charlie Manuel and the Phillies 11 runs last night once again raise your expectations for the remainder of the season? There are 450 votes right now. 46% say not getting too excited.
Okay.
That's the majority. 35% say yes. And then the minority, 19% say not at all.
Okay. To me, it hasn't changed me at all yet. It's one game.
But it's fair to say, like, I'm kind of excited, but I'm not getting too excited.
Well, I'm going, okay, it's a good start. Now you got to follow it up. The good start doesn't mean anything if it's like that 12-run game last week and you follow it up with one tonight.
It was just great that the big names were the ones that really did a lot of the damage yesterday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.